You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The open enrollment period for Covered California, the state's health insurance market under the Affordable Care Act, began yesterday. Californians can now sign up for insurance, shop, and compare premiums, and make changes to their insurance plans. But President Trump's recent attempts to dismantle the Affordable Care Act have caused a lot of confusion about enrollment this year. And here to help us wade through the chaos is KELW's health reporter, Marissa Ortega-Wells.
All right, Marissa, so what's going on right now? I know President Trump repealed some subsidies for the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, as it is known. How does this affect Californians who get their insurance through the Covered California State Exchange?
So the first thing I want to do is just start by taking a deep breath.
Oh.
Acknowledge that this is complicated. And I also want to say that, yes, Trump got rid of cost-sharing subsidies that insurers got from the feds, and that is not the same thing as tax credits.
Okay.
The tax credits are not going away. As long as you're still eligible for tax credits, you will get them. If you buy a plan under Covered California, the tax credits are what reduces what you pay monthly out of pocket. So when you go online, it shows the total premium cost and then how much you'd pay based on your income. And you really got to do this year. I'm going to say this a bunch in the next few minutes because there have been some changes. But it's really important that if you've had Covered California insurance in the past, you need to log into the website, update your info, shop around, and find the best plan for you.
Okay, so then why are people freaking out about Trump doing away with cost-sharing reductions if it's not going to affect the tax credits they get?
Well, cost-sharing reductions are still helpful. If you buy your plan through Covered California, you already know that there are these different tiers of coverage, bronze, silver, gold, platinum, and you might obsess over which plan you choose. The silver plan premiums are more expensive than bronze, but they were the best deal when you factor in what you pay out of pocket and copays. They're really like the best bang for your buck, because they were the plans subsidized by these cost-sharing reductions from the federal government.
Oh, okay.
So as a consumer, you may not have even realized you were getting this discount, but if you had a silver plan, it's possible you were benefiting from these cost-sharing subsidies. Depending on your income, a silver plan may not be the best deal anymore this year. So it's really important, and I'm going to say this again, log into Covered California, shop around, and find the best plan for you.
So what'll happen to premiums now that Trump has gotten rid of these cost-sharing reductions? Will they go up?
Yes. And nationally, you're hearing a lot of states freaking out about this right now. They set their premiums for 2018 months ago, thinking they'd get these subsidies. And then President Trump comes along and tells them they no longer will. And it's chaos. But in California, the state insurance exchange anticipated Trump's move. I mean, they've had warning, right? They knew Trump could take away this federal funding, so they actually prepared by tacking a surcharge onto the silver plans ahead of time. And silver plan premiums will go up. And rates will go up, because they do every year. It's just a typical annual increase. It's going to be 12% on average in California, about half that in the Bay Area. This is due to rising medical costs, a new tax on insurers, and this year, the uncertainty of the market. But even though premium prices are going up, tax credits are going up too. So your overall premium might stay the same or even decrease.
Okay, so how does the Bay Area compare to the rest of the state and the country?
A lot of the news you hear right now about rates jumping and markets spiraling because of Trump's actions, it's not happening in the Bay Area. So far, from the perspective of consumers, our region and the state is faring fairly well.
Okay.
California is still affected by the loss of cost-sharing subsidies, though. You may not feel it as a customer, but it's affecting you as a taxpayer, and it's affecting our state budget. So California and 17 other states sued the Trump administration over these cost-sharing subsidies. Their argument is that this jeopardizes families' access to health care and undermines state budgets.
Okay, we've also heard in the news that a lot of insurance companies are pulling out of this market because it's so unstable. What's going on there?
Yeah, so Anthem Blue Cross is pulling its Covered California plans in a lot of counties. They say the federal changes make the insurance market unstable, which makes it unprofitable for them to do business in many parts of the state. In the Bay Area, Anthem is only offering a Covered California plan in Santa Clara County this year. Yeah, but this doesn't affect people who have Anthem Blue Cross through their employer or people who have it through Medi-Cal or Medicare. But Anthem Blue Cross customers through Cover California, you too are going to need to log in and shop around. Open enrollment began yesterday, November 1st, and it is staying open in California until January 31st. Don't get confused. The open enrollment period for the federal Obamacare marketplace ends on December 15th, but Covered California enrollment period will stay open until January 31st. So you have until then to go in and make any changes. If you already have Covered California, your current plan will automatically renew.
Okay.
But your plan might get renewed at a higher cost. And you might be eligible for a cheaper plan. So that is why you need to log in, shop around, and find the best plan for you. And you want to update your income, other information, compare those plans, and see what you're eligible for. And check your mailbox. You might be getting a letter from Covered California telling you about some of these changes.
Okay. So, yes, this is confusing. What are some take-home messages for people? Other than the first, what you're going to say.
Say it with me. Log in.
Shop around. Find the best plan for you. All right. What else?
Obamacare did not go away.
Mm.
We've been on a bumpy, long ride this year.
It feels like it has, I guess, for many people.
Yeah. But it is still the law. It is the law that helps you buy insurance with subsidies and tax credits. And you still get dinged on your taxes if you don't buy health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So you really do still need to have coverage this year. The website is coveredca.com. You can also call Covered California. Here's the number. It's 1-800-300-1506.
And we'll have this information on the website as well.
Yeah, definitely.
KLMU.org.
And I want to say, it is worth it to call. It is worth it to get help. You know, you may have to wait on hold for a while to talk to someone, but it is possible to talk to a real person and get assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually go on the website as well, and the website can help you connect to a free certified insurance agent who can help you look through all these plans and figure out the best plan for you. And I would love to hear if your premiums are going up or down or what your experience is this year. So email me at health@kalw.org or tweet at me at Radio Marissa. And I'm just going to say this one more time.
I'm going to say it with you.
Log in.
Shop around.
And find the best plan for you.
Okay. Thanks, Marissa.